arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is The Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to The Desert Scene. Happy to have you here. And very happy to welcome to the show Joy Rides, who is performing and producing a show called Night of Joy coming up at the Revolution Stage Company. Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bonnie?
Good, good, good. So this has been described as a scandalous circus sideshow striptease spectacular. So tell us a little bit about this show.
Well, this show is probably something you've never seen before. It's something like Laugh-In meets Showgirls meets Circus of the Stars.
Okay.
So it's largely a comedy show with highly, highly skilled performers from all over the world performing incredible feats, magic, burlesque, hula hoops, juggling, all kinds of things you can't even imagine. Someone's knocking.
So you're producing. How did this come together? How was this your concept originally? Your idea?
Yes, it is. I have a late checkout. Sorry, I'm in. I have been touring the world with many different cabaret shows for the last 20 years. And this show is really handpicked by some of my favorite artists from all over the world. And it's really a show created to exhaust the audience with pure joy. Like the minute they walk in the door, they're having an experience that they've never expected. And all their troubles are left at home and they're able to just kind of get swept away in unhinged madness and joy.
And so how many performers do you have in this thing? Sounds like quite a few.
Yeah, there are five of us.
Okay.
There are five of us. It's a two-act show. There'll be an intermission. And there'll be opportunities to have photographs of the performers and meet them. There'll be a specialty cocktail called the Joy Rides. It's definitely an adult show.
Leave the kids at home. Right?
Yeah, leave the kids at home. Leave the kids at home and have a wild night out together.
Now, is this are live musicians also? Or are you using tracks with the show?
No, canned music for this show. Occasionally, we will have some live music, but for this show, it will be all canned tracks. Very eclectic choice of tracks for sure. Music, the soundtrack will be quite fun.
So, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved. What did you start as a dancer, as a producer, or how did you evolve into where you are now?
Yeah, I started studying like dance and circus as a kid. Got into it professionally in my 20s. In New York City, and I studied in France and in England and started touring the world. I've been a large part of the fringe circuit. So I've done the Edinburgh Fringe and won several awards there. And I've toured all over Europe and Australia and Canada and South America. I've been a part of many shows that have won Tony Awards and Olivier Awards.
Wow.
Some of those names are La Soiree, La Clique. I had a duo with my sister called the Vow Vow Sisters, and we also toured the world and have been in several movies. I don't know if you know John Cameron Mitchell. He did the film Hedwig. We were in his film Short Bus.
Okay.
We've been on the Sharon Osbourne show, Jimmy Kimmel. We've had a lot of fun.
What kind of dancing do you mostly do? What style of dance would you say?
What style? I've studied all different kinds of dance, mm-hmm. but I would more consider myself like an entertainer that uses dance, whether it's jazz, modern, hip hop, burlesque. So I wouldn't like say this show is largely based in dance, although all of us have dance training. We have dance mm-hmm. training, circus training, theater training, clown training.
And now are you based here in Palm Springs? Is this your home base?
I am based up in the high desert at the moment because I work a lot in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So I'm based in a place called Wonder Valley, about an hour and 20 minutes away from Palm Springs. Mm-hmm.
And how did
yeah,
you...
Yeah, and I...
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that I last year I won the most theatrical... performance award at the Joshua's. So up in the high desert, and I've been scouting out a nice venue in Palm Springs to do the show because I would like to be bringing it to more places. Mm-hmm. So I've been mainly performing up there in Vegas and Los Angeles, and I just feel like Palm Springs does not have anything like this going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I met Gary, and the Revolution is such a great space for the show.
It is.
And I'm really excited to bring it there next week.
Did you direct this as well?
Yes. I'm the director, the producer. I'm wearing all the hats like a lot of us do in the biz.
And these are these the folks that are in the show, you've worked with all of them before?
Yes, I have. Yeah, all the people I've met in either in shows we've been cast in together or shows that I've cast. I have worked with both Jet and Gypsy in Las Vegas in 2022 and last year. Ambrose, he's worked with Cirque du Soleil, Ringling Brothers. He's an old clown friend from my New York City days because I came here from New York. I was based in New York for 25 years.
Okay.
And moved out to the desert in 2020.
Now, let me double check the particulars on this Night of Joy. Now, is it March 21st and 22nd?
Yes, it is. Okay. On the 21st, the Thursday, it's a 7:30 p.m. show. Mm-hmm. And on the 22nd, it's a 10 p.m. show. But it's the same show both nights.
And you can get tickets at www.revolutionstagecompany.com. And this sounds like a blast. I mean, it sounds like a really, really fun, exciting.
Are you coming?
I have to actually, I think I'm not, I don't know. I might be booked those nights, but I'll double check. But it sounds like really a lot of fun. Definitely a lot.
Now, thanks, Bonnie.
What do you do to prepare for something like this? It sounds like you're exerting a lot of energy in this show.
We are. It's a really high energy show. I am training, you know, every day, depending on what I'm bringing to the show. Like, there's no aerial component in this show. We do not have rigging at the Revolution.
Yeah.
But I probably train a couple hours a day. And also just like getting all the tech sheets done for the show, talking to the performers about what they need with their props and their staging, and talking to the stage manager and the lighting designer, you know, doing all the things.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Really excited. It's a lot. It's a lot. And, but it's so worth it because it's just such a good time.
All right.
Really,
night.
The response has been great.
Night of Joy, a scandalous circus sideshow striptease spectacular. March 21st, 7:30, March 22nd, 10 p.m. Revolution Stage Company. Joyrides, thank you so much. You sound like a lot of fun and this sounds like a great show. Continued success.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Bonnie. I hope to see you there.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day. And we'll see the rest of you the next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.